With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting President Biden's threat to stop sending offensive weapons to Israel if it attacks Rafah will force Israel to make a decision.
At the White House, National Security Spokesman John Kirby insisted the U.S. is not walking away from the Jewish state.
An enduring defeat on Hamas certainly remains the Israeli goal, and we share that goal with them.
But Israeli supporters, including the former ambassador to the U.S., described the president's red line as ill-advised and say it sends the wrong message to Israel's enemies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Military analyst Bradley Bowman with the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies says President Biden's decision not to give Israel weapons for use in Rafah is dangerous and short-sighted.
I think he's making an enormous moral and strategic mistake, and I use both of those words very deliberately and cautiously, but I think that's a correct diagnosis. He is hurting our best friend in the region and empowering Hamas.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Thursday that the U.S. threat would not prevent Israel from continuing its offensive in Gaza, indicating it might proceed with an invasion of Rafah. The pharma giant AstraZeneca has requested that the European authorization for its COVID-19 vaccine be pulled.
In an update on the European Medicines Agency's website, the regulator said the approval for AstraZeneca's Vaxzevria has been withdrawn at the company's request. AstraZeneca's vaccine was first approved by the EMA in January 2021, but within weeks, concerns grew about the vaccine's safety when dozens of countries suspended the vaccine's use after rare blood clots were detected.
Correspondent Jeremy House. On Wall Street, the Dow by 331 points, the NASDAQ rose 43, the S&P advanced 26. This is SRN News. Transgenderism invades the world of darts.
Dita Hedman is a female darts champion from England, and she recently opted to forfeit a match at the Denmark Open rather than compete against a man who is living as a woman. In a social media post, Hedman says she doesn't care what people do in their personal life, but, quote, "I don't think biological born men should compete in women's sport. Leagues of all kinds are being forced to grapple with the issue of males intruding on female competitions." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Transgender activists have flooded a Utah tip line established to alert state officials to possible violations of a new bathroom law with thousands of hoax reports. The online portal received more than 10,000 submissions in its first week. The state auditor says none seem legitimate. Trans activists say the fake submissions are a form of protest. It's the latest attempt by advocates to shut down or render unusable a government tip line. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks rose to pull the S&P 500 back within 1% of its record following a rough April. The index climbed 0.5%. Helping to keep the market steady was a report showing a rise in the number of U.S. workers applying for unemployment benefits, though it remains low compared with history. Treasury yields erased earlier gains after the report raised hopes that the Federal Reserve will soon cut interest rates this year. The Dow was up 331 points to finish at 39,387. The NASDAQ gained 43 to 16,346. The S&P 500 adding 26 points today to 5214. New York oil rose 27 cents to $79.26 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.